Fill up some papier at the desert in case today's date is 12/29/2022. Dictation is for Isaac Godina. Godina spells G-O-D-I-N-A. Isaac spells I-S-A-A-C. Date of birth is 07/14/1971. 51-year-old gentleman here for a follow-up period. Patient stated he was here for a routine visit on 12/15/2022. He had some labs drawn. Is here to follow up on those labs, period. Says since he was here last, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says he has the following complaints. One, a psoriatic rash on his elbow, in the gluteal fold, behind his ears. He said lesion is becoming very pruritic now, and he would like to have some cream, a refill of cream, and something for the itching. So the itching is worse at night, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. A review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above in the H&P. Correction in the history. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert-oriented. No acute distress. Vital sounds are as follows. O2 sat is 95% of room air. Blood pressure is 149/92. Pulse 91. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.3. Period. Next paragraph. Skin. Silvery. Hyperpigmented macule with silvery plaque surface discreetly distributed in his elbow. His gluteal fold. Behind his ears and behind in his posterior hairline, period. No bleeding, no discharge, no fluctuance, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No respiratory distress, no use of accessory muscles. Next paragraph, cardiac, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, undistended, no visible peristalsis, period. No guarding, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is low T. Number 2, psoriasis. Number 3, hypercholesterolemia. Number 4, hyperglycemia. Number 5, pruritus, period. Next paragraph, a review. Patient's labs was done. Labs reveal elevated glucose, 172. Patient elected lifestyle modification. He said he's not ready to start medication as yet. He was educated on diet and type of exercises that could be helpful with this level of glucose, period. The next paragraph, ALT, AST are elevated, 45 and 50 respectively. Patient is obese and this could be a fatty liver. I will schedule this patient for ultrasound to review his liver, period. Next paragraph, cholesterol. Cholesterol as follows. Total cholesterol is 219. Triglycerides 308. LDL cholesterol 131. VDL cholesterol 53. HDL cholesterol is low at 33. This is the cholesterol you like to be high. And it's not. Patient was started on fenofibrate 145 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Next paragraph, testosterone is low at 252. Patient has a history of low T. He will receive a refill of testosterone, 200/mL. He was educated on self-injections. He was also given syringes, needles. And he indicated to me that he has alcohol swabs at home and he knows how to inject himself in a sanitary way because he has done it before, period. Next paragraph. All other variables of his labs were normal. Some are mildly elevated or decreased, but not significant for intervention at this time, period. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following prescription. Triamcinolone 0.1% cream. He will apply to affected area. BID for 30 days. Number 45 grams. Next medication, Atarax. 50 milligrams, 1 PO at bedtime for 30 days. Number 60. correction for 60 days, number 60. Next medication, testosterone, 200/mL. Inject 1 mil weekly, number 13 mils. Next medication, gauge needles. He was advised to use his needle to draw his medication up with, and 25 gauge needle, 5/8 inch, to use these for injecting the medication. Period. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.